Tolstoy! 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 Company! Tolstoy! 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 Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Prosperity! Destroys! Company! Destroy! Destroy! Destroy Company! Prosperity! Destroy Company!
And welcome, listeners, to another week of Prosperity Destroys Comedy. Haven't we destroyed comedy yet? No. I think we got at least 600 more episodes to go, 4 live tours, maybe 3 t-shirts before I really think we've been far with the destruction of comedy. It's 2020! 2020, everybody! Got that 2020 vision. Oh, that's a good one. This is exciting. This is great. I'm really hyped up. I'm holding up today's newspaper with today's date. It says January 13th on it. Which is when it's coming out. It's very right. Our guest is just over there going, that's not right. I'm not going to go along with this bit that this is coming out fresh on the release date. This is pre-recorded. But it's January 13th. It's the 13th episode. And let me tell you, I am super worried. 13 is a very unlucky number. I am so scared that this is just going to go down in flames. So I've stacked the deck. I've stacked the deck with a great guest. And if they screw up today's episode, I don't know what I will do. Kaylee Christian!
Thank you, Ross. Thanks for having me, and no pressure. Yeah, no pressure. That's great.
No pressure at all. I know it sounded like there was some pressure.
If I screw up today's episode, what happens?
The show's cancelled.
The show's cancelled. Right, no pressure. Well, the world's already ending, so I'm sure we'll be fine. Like, the show will be cancelled anyway when the world ends?
No, it keeps going.
Great, like a cockroach.
Yeah, exactly. The cockroaches will start doing the podcast.
Beautiful.
In their cockroach language. I have it written down in my will for this podcast.
Nice. Will there be lawyers to read your will?
Well, weirdly enough, the lawyer is a cockroach.
Nice.
But the cockroach doesn't know it's my lawyer.
Is that something that happens after the world ends? They suddenly become, get a suit or...
Well, when we all die, all the cockroaches kind of take on our regular jobs.
Ah, sentient cockroaches.
Yeah, so, you know.
Great. I kind of want to see that. Like, I wasn't too worried about not being around when the world ended, but now I want to see the sentient cockroaches with briefcases.
And it's so big for them. It's so big for them. It squashes them. It would kill another bug.
Oh, so they're not, going to get big? Maybe they'll get big.
No, it stays the cockroach size.
All right.
So teeny tiny.
Yep. So maybe it'd be like a whole set of cockroaches carrying the briefcase.
Okay. Okay, Kaylee. You're getting silly.
Okay.
This isn't a silly show.
Oh, shit.
This is a serious show.
Okay.
Already, number 13. It's crazy. It's everywhere. It's a bad number. Jim Carrey was obsessed with it in that one film. That no one remembers.
What film was it?
Number 13.
Okay.
It's the one where he's really obsessed with the number 13 because that's the address of Matthew Broderick. Okay. And that's the guy.
Is it he's Cable got a... Guy?
No, that's a completely different film. This is the prequel.
Okay. All right, I have to admit, I don't know what's going to happen here. I came into this going, this is Ross Purdy's podcast. I'm going to come into it blind. I have no idea what's happening, so I'm really looking forward to it. So what do we do?
You have really come into it blind. You're wearing the shades.
Mm-hmm.
You got the cane in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You're really getting in character here.
I'm a method podcast guest.
Which is great.
Yep.
Because we need this to be great.
Excellent.
We need this to be the best podcast episode ever.
Or we destroy comedy.
Well, it's just the title.
Oh.
Like, you know, Joe Rogan Experience. You don't experience Joe Rogan.
True.
You know? WTF with Mark Maron.
Oh, I say what the... No, that's... I think that's fair.
Right. So you get it. You get it.
I get it.
You get it. Okay. Right. So I'm going to ask you some questions.
Great.
I'm going to ask you some questions. And just be comfortable and just sprucing it up a little bit. Like, tell a little white lie. Make it interesting.
All right. Deal.
Like, I know you comedians. I mean, none of you are really that interesting.
It's true.
You got to spruce it up a little bit.
We are very boring people.
Yeah, exactly. You got to just give me something, okay? Right. So I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to edit this part out.
Okay.
So no one knows me behind the scenes.
All right. Deal.
Okay. So, Kaylee, you do stand-up? How'd you get started?
How'd I get started?
How did you get started?
Stand-up. I always loved stand-up. I would go and see it whenever I could, which was not very often because I was in Albury and there was hardly any stand-up in Albury. And then I moved to Melbourne just after I turned 40 and I realised that I had no excuse to not go and do stand-up anymore. So I ended up at a stand-up gig that had karaoke afterwards somewhere down near the markets. I'm not really sure where it was. We were very drunk. We were looking for karaoke. We walked in. There was a bunch of us loudly walked into this place thinking it was going to be karaoke, made whoever was on stage sing Celine Dion in a packed room full of people thinking it was karaoke. Turned out it wasn't. It was the show before karaoke, which was a stand-up show. So whoever was on stage was super lovely to sing Celine Dion for us in the middle of their set. And Nadine Sparks was on. And halfway through the night, I saw Nadine get up and just do what Nadine does. And I grabbed her afterwards in my drunken stupor and said, oh, that was so great. I love you. You're so great. I'm so jealous that you do stand up. And Nads, God love her, turned around and went to me, what do you mean? Just go do it. You want to do stand up? Just do it. And that kind of bounced around in my head for about 18 months because I'm slow off the mark. And then eventually I kind of found my way to the old Comics Lounge workshops and started going to the workshops. And then I went and did my first open mic and here we are, still doing comedy a few years later. And I have yet to actually kill myself. So I feel like I'm surviving quite well.
All right. Okay. That's a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Could you go back a little bit, maybe change some stuff around? Like, okay. not I always loved stand-up. Say, I hated stand-up.
Right.
And I felt I needed to get inside stand-up, change it from the inside to make it better.
Okay.
Change Nadine Sparks' name to Aretha Franklin. Because people are going, people will go, that's a singer. It's not a comedian. What's a singer doing comedy?
All right. So back when I was a little girl, I went to see a stand-up show and they made me cry. And
okay.
Yep.
Maybe not the part where it made you cry. Maybe it made you like clench your fists in anger. Cause I hear cry, I get sad.
Well, here's the thing. Like anything that makes me cry afterwards, it makes me angry. I get really angry if someone makes me cry and I want revenge. I wanted to take my revenge on all comedians for making me cry when I was a little girl. And a little bit like the bride from Kill Bill, I very slowly worked my way up. I worked my way through. I found all of the tiny little open mics. I would go there and just sit at the back and just smolder and watch and wonder how I can change and ruin comedy from the inside. So I was at an open mic one night and Celine Dion was on stage trying to be funny. And I just, a combination of the song from Titanic and her French accent and the way she was mispronouncing words, trying to get a laugh out of racism. And I was so angry that I hunted her down after the show, and I feel like I'm going to death threat. So I feel like I'm going to be in trouble for what I'm about to say. Like the police may hunt me down, so I'll change her name. It wasn't Celine Dion, it was Cameron Diaz.
Okay, thank you.
So I hunted down this strange person who was who had a random name of Cameron Diaz, and I chased her to her car, and she was so afraid, and I made her cry, and I was banging on the car windows, making her cry. And I started to feel like this is the way that I'm going to destroy comedy from the inside, is put the fear of God into all of these comics.
Okay, but this is not a show where we don't believe in God. We follow the way of the Buddha. So if you can go ahead and say, make people fear Buddha.
Make people fear Buddha.
Okay, you say that, and I just realized that that's totally against Buddha's teachings. He's all about peace and just, like, you know, self-improvement and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, I kind of think if there's going to be one of the God-type people that we like, it may be the Buddha. The rest of them are all shit.
Right, okay, that doesn't work.
No.
Okay.
The fear of Trump. No, we all fear Trump. The fear of being cancelled?
Yes, because when you have it, make it to TV, you're always worried about your television show being cancelled.
Yes.
Because you work so hard for it, you don't want some network executive cutting you down in your prime.
Exactly.
And that's the only way you can use that word, and you can't tell me otherwise.
Fair enough. Yep, there's nothing worse than being cancelled by an executive.
Ugh. With their little executive cars and their executive little ties. Freaking ties.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than executive ties. Especially okay. Bow ties.
Okay, so Celine Dion pissed you off,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't Celine Dion, it was Cameron Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's getting a little violent for me.
Okay.
And I think listeners are starting to tune out.
Okay.
So if you can go back to the revenge part, but instead you're about to get violent, but then you realize that violence is not the way. So instead you two go to a Mr. Whippy van and you get some ice cream.
Oh, to the Mr. Whippy van to get some ice cream. Well, that's always a little bit frightening, the Mr. Whippy van, especially at 2 a.m. Like, what the fuck's a Mr. Whippy van doing sitting on the side of the road with the music playing and the lights going at 2 a.m? This was not a normal Mr. Whippy van. This was the Mr. Whippy van that was just not normal. And I got there and I knew there was something wrong because the guy behind the counter looked a lot like Louis C.K. And I thought, well, this is not okay. We can't be getting ice cream from this guy. Because who knows what he put in the ice cream. But then I realised that that was the best way to get some to get back at Cameron Diaz stroke Celine Dion was by making her go up to the Mr. Whippy van and buy the ice cream from the weird, creepy, middle-aged dude whose pants just seemed a little bit too loose. So she was terrified, but I said to her, well, the only way we're going to fix this is by going up to the van. And you have to go and buy me an ice cream. And she was terrified for multiple reasons. One of them was she didn't eat sugar or dairy and I was making her buy me ice cream.
Oh, yeah, that's scary.
It's not okay. And she was a bit worried that the cones had carbs, so she didn't want to get the cone because she was keto or something. And I made her go and buy the ice cream and I made her ask me for the salted caramel, which is just when you've got someone behind the counter who looks like Louis C.K. takes a whole different meaning.
Such a power move.
And afterwards I made her eat the whole ice cream because I told her it was the only way that I could forgive her for doing comedy and upsetting me when I was a child.
Okay, eat the whole ice cream?
Yep.
Can we go back a little bit?
Back a little bit.
That's too graphic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's too graphic.
Okay.
Maybe like 8 the top of the ice cream. You showed her mercy and said maybe you just plop the rest of the cone onto her forehead like a unicorn horn.
I'm really concerned. I'm not good at showing mercy. Okay, so I made her go over and she was shaking and she was terrified of buying the salted caramel covered ice cream. And then she was even more terrified of eating the salted caramel ice cream. So I just let her lick off the salted caramel sauce. And then I left her there in the dark at 2 o'clock in the morning, somewhere near the Melbourne markets, to find her way back to her car on her own, which was pretty scary.
Yeah, okay. And you put the ice cream
cone. Oh, yeah, and I put the ice cream cone on her head like a unicorn, with the ice cream just dripping down her face and it was mixing with her tears.
You're taking it too far again.
Too far again.
Okay. Right. Tears.
Tears.
Don't want that.
No tears.
No. But ice cream on the face.
Okay.
She looks ridiculous. That's hilarious.
Ice cream on the face and it's dripping down her face and it's going down. And she was wearing all black and it was ruining her black outfit, with this ice cream, white ice cream, just dripping down over the black silk. And it looked like she'd had a fight with the marshmallow guy as he was melting from the Ghostbusters movie.
Not the marshmallow guy.
The marshmallow guy.
Not the marshmallow guy.
Stay Puffed Man.
No. No? No, could you change that to Bill Murray?
Bill Murray?
Yeah, looked like Bill Murray. But sad Bill Murray, who, like, just pops up at random people's weddings. And apparently that's good.
Sad Bill Murray. So he had... So I... Oh, Jesus. So I slammed the ice cream onto her head and stuck it there with the salted caramel sauce, holding it on there, and the ice cream was melting and dripping down her face and down her black silk dress. And it looked like she'd had a massive, massive food fight with Bill Murray, you know, the Bill Murray who goes to the weddings and instead of going to the wedding and making the bride and groom happy, he starts a food fight with the bridesmaids and he's throwing the food at the bridesmaids. And this is what she looked like. She looked like an unhappy bridesmaid at a wedding that Bill Murray had crashed and started a food fight with the dessert table, where he would just pick up handfuls of cream out of the cream bowl and throw it at all of the bridesmaids. And then he would save the biggest handful of cream to throw at the groom's head because he was wearing the black tuxedo. And there's nothing worse than a big handful of wet cream on a rented tuxedo, because you never get your money back.
Unless you go down to the local store.
The local?
Yeah, you just go to the local store and you scrape off the ice cream. And then you just give them back the ice cream and they take it because it's the local store.
Well, Costco take refunds for everything, so maybe it was Costco ice cream.
Does Costco have ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen Costco have ice cream. So it's Costco ice cream.
I feel like you're ripping off. Have you seen the Bridesmaids director's cut?
No.
So after that big old scene where they're all diarrheing,
they
run out onto the street.
Yep.
The next thing you know, Bill freaking Murray's there, and he just says, "Here's your cake, ladies," and it just throws the cake at all of them, and it's a freaking, it's insane.
Oh, I have to go and watch that one. Bill Murray throwing cake would just be my favourite thing ever. I feel like he's done that in a movie. Yeah, Bridesmaids. Yeah,
he did it.
The director's cut.
The director's cut.
Yep. Absolutely. So is that non-violent enough for you?
I mean, I guess. You know, just as people are listening to this, your Wikipedia page that you clearly now have is being edited.
What does it say?
Well, it says that you're not super clear on your history, some weird rambling about ice cream and Bill Murray and... Celine Dion getting laughs from racism?
Yeah.
Celine Dion is a treasure.
I feel like Celine Dion is racist.
No.
Why not? Wait.
No! You hear Celine Dion?
I don't know.
It's My Heart Will Go On, not My Hate Will Go On.
Oh, but she's very pale.
Oh, so pale people are racist now.
Well, generally.
Pale bald people with goatees, yes, they're racist. Yep. But just bald people? No. If you're going to stereotype, do it right.
All right. My mistake. I'll go back. Celine Dion is not racist. Cameron Diaz, however, totally racist.
Oh, exactly. She yep. is a freaking yep. monster.
She's known for her racism. By the whole community.
The whole community. Yep. And they're silent about it.
Yep. Like Weinstein got away with it for years. Cameron Dion's been getting away with it for years. Cameron Diaz. I don't know who Cameron Dion is. Maybe it's her cousin.
She's the bigger racist.
Ah, yes.
That's so big and so racist. So, okay.
Okay.
That's how you got started.
Mm-hmm.
Let's now, that very moment when you decided to tell your parents that you're entering the world of stand-up.
Oh, I have to tell you, telling my parents wasn't a huge deal. Telling my kid was a bit of a bigger deal because my kid is very conservative and very mainstream. A great person, don't get me wrong, I like her, but I had to make it okay with her that I was going to go and get up on stage and tell stories about things that she didn't even want to hear that I was doing. So, so that was a bit of a worry.
Let's do a little exercise now where we reenact that moment.
Okay.
Okay, you're you.
You're the kid.
I'm the kid.
All right.
All right.
Hey, kid.
Ah, yep.
I need to have a little conversation with you.
Oh, do we have to have a conversation now? I'm shining my shoes.
It's uncanny. It's like she's in the room. I feel like there's something we need to talk about. There's something that is happening in my life and I think it's a really important thing for you to know about, and I'm not sure how you're going to feel about it.
Oh, it's okay. I know your shoes don't fit you anymore. I know you gotta get an even bigger shoe size now. I'm really obsessed with shoes.
I mean, you're right, and I agree. Shoes are very important, but this is something that may be a little more important because there's a possibility that if things go well, it may have an impact on your life, not just mine. So it's not just about the shoes. I know you're obsessed with shoes.
I'm very obsessed with shoes. I want to work in shoes.
I mean, that's great, and I'm very proud of you with whatever you choose to do, even if it's working in shoes. Although, to be fair, everybody generally works in shoes because we all wear them. But this is not about the shoes. This is about something that I'm doing that's happening in my world, and I'm wondering if you've got a minute to have this conversation with me.
Oh, you're doing something that's not doesn't involve shoes?
I am. Well, I mean, shoes are there, if that helps.
Okay.
Yep.
It makes it a little palatable.
Yeah, shoes are a little bit important in this because the description of what I'm doing does kind of mean that I need to wear shoes. So we are including shoes in this one. But I think I'm going to go and do this thing called stand-up comedy. Do you know what that is? Are you okay?
You know how Uncle Paul died doing stand-up.
Look, I know that Uncle Paul died, but I feel like I might be able to change the family curse and make a success of stand-up instead of just dying like Uncle Paul did, being ripped to, you know, like multiple pieces by an unhappy crowd of hecklers. Like, I feel like I'm not going to quite have that response, I hope.
You don't know, though. You don't know. Oh, why can't you just work in shoes?
Look, I tried working in shoes. You know that I tried. You know that's where you got your obsession from when you were a little baby hanging out while I was working in the shoe shop. But
thank you for indoctrinating me.
Yeah, I feel really torn about that, and I should have gotten a therapist. But anyway, I feel like I can break the family curse and not just come back at comedy, you know, for Uncle Paul, but for Aunt Mary and for Grandpa and for all of those members of our family that were torn apart by unhappy crowds in some form of entertainment.
You know what?
What?
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with your lifestyle choice, but I accept you.
Aww.
And I tolerate you.
Well, that's okay. I tell you what, you tolerate me with my decision to take my life in my hands and try stand-up comedy, and I'll look the other way when you go into your bedroom with your shoes.
Okay, thanks. Van right there.
Okay.
She died.
She died.
She died. The shoes. Oh, the shoes are actually slang for heroin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you keep up with the young kids.
I don't.
I really wanted to make that demonstration really just hard hitting and just, you know, say something real about our community.
I think you've done very well there. Very, yep. Heroin would absolutely be a thing that my daughter has never even seen.
I mean, you know how they refer to shoes on the power lines?
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, they refer to shoes on the power lines.
Yeah.
It's a little hideout spot for heroin. You go under those shoes, you just wait around. Next thing you know, you get handed heroin.
Really?
Then they call it shoes. It's based off a truth.
It feels like there's a kernel of truth in there, which is going to ruin the podcast. But anyway. So there you go. Shoes. Something I didn't know.
Wow, we're really getting to the bottom of this today.
All right.
But let's now get down to what you've done in your comedies.
In the comedies?
Hey, don't mock me.
Okay, sorry.
In the comedies? So, are you actually the leader of NWA?
I am not. Absolutely not the leader of NWA. I won't even say it. No, but I am part of the founding group of CWA, Comedy Women's Association.
Maybe that was the mix-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, every other question I have is just about whether or not rap producer Suge Knight really did inject Eazy-E with the HIV that killed him.
Interesting. I don't know anything about NWA. Ice Cube was in it, right?
Yep.
Yep. I am the whitest of the girls. I don't know. I do apologize. I don't have anything on Eazy-E's death. That's not something I have.
Right, okay. Well, yep. CWA, what is it? Get into it.
Comedy Women's Association is a group of funny chicks getting together and making people laugh. We started it, oh God, it's been like 3 years. It's too long. Cherie Smith and I started it. Used to run over at Mad Dog, the dancing dog in Footscray, which sadly is no more. And we run it monthly at Kodiak Club. We're doing a couple of shows for Comedy Festival over Easter weekend. And I don't know, it's just a space for a group of, you know, women to get up and do comedy and hang out and get to see each other and support each other when shit goes bad and all of the things that a good little association of people should do.
It's good.
Mm.
It's good. But you don't sing the song Fuck the Police.
Well, no. We try and change it to Fuck the Patriarchy.
Right.
But that's a little bit different, and it's kind of our secret handshake, and I shouldn't have said that out loud. They may actually kill me now.
Well, that will make this 13th episode very interesting.
Mm.
It'll actually be a great episode.
The last time anyone hears of Kaylee.
Right, and then you can just parlay this into a true crime podcast. Everyone's listening to true crime podcasts.
It's the thing.
It's the thing. People have a sick, morbid fascination.
And I've already painted the lovely girls of the CWA as the the murderers in this scene.
Yes, but which one? Which one is it?
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Is it the one named Red Herring? That seems obvious.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, everybody thinks that it is. So maybe it could be, but I don't know. Red's always been quite nice to me, and so possibly not. It could be Dark Shadow over in the corner. She's always been a bit of a worry.
I know, we keep telling her, change your name.
Yeah.
But she refuses to. She says, no, Dark Shadow, it's who I am.
It's what I'm about. Yeah. Look, it could be any one of them that hunts me down, finds me in a dark alley and makes me run for at least 10 minutes until I collapse of a self-induced heart attack.
Okay, well, that's just too graphic.
Too graphic.
Can we go back a little bit? We can. Go back a little bit.
Yep. So she hunts me down and she finds me in a dark alley and she makes me eat Korean fried chicken until I collapse.
Okay, it's too much. You gotta... Yeah, no. We want to keep this PG.
Oh, gosh. PG. She hunts me down. She sits me in front of a television and she makes me watch, like Clockwork Orange style. She makes me watch.
Okay, you can't reference that film. No. Even referencing it even makes you referencing think of it.
She glues my eyes open and she makes me watch something to do with that Kardashian family for hours until my brain self-implodes because it cannot possibly cope with the stupidity anymore.
What Kardashian thing?
I don't know any of
them. The American Crime Story, the trial of O.J. Simpson?
No, that one was kind of interesting. I'm talking about the rest of the shit. There's a TV show. It's been running for a while.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Guess you can say I haven't kept up with it. How's that funny?
It's not.
How's that funny? I'm just saying the truth. I haven't kept up with whatever Kardashian TV show you're talking about. I don't know the name of it. What are you going on about?
Nice.
Okay, I'm getting a little hot-headed here.
You
it's
are.
Not professional of me.
No, keep it PG.
Gotta keep it PG.
Yep.
Okay, let's go back.
Okay.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
So you went and saw a stand-up show.
So I was can I say I was very drunk? I probably can't.
No,
I was in
no.
a very good mood with a bunch of really nice friends that I swear I've seen before and will see again. And we went to a comedy show and I didn't get up and drunkenly sing Spice Girls. No, because I wasn't drunk. That's right. Was I still out to kill them? Was that what I was doing?
Yep.
All right.
Some violence is okay.
Some violence is okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was so angry with them that I went and I found the kitchen and I turned on, because the kitchen was closed for the night, but I turned on all of the gas on the kitchen stove and then I left, and I locked the door behind me and I made sure nobody could get out and they all asphyxiated and died.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, that was too much.
Okay, you say asphyxiated, I think of how Michael Hutchinson died and then I think about how it was because he was jacking it.
Yep.
It's a whole snowball effect. Me even saying the word snowballs made me think of something dirty. I mean, it's never ending. And you started this.
I did. Okay, so no asphyxiation. So I went to the venue and it was karaoke after the show. So I smeared cyanide on the microphone and made
yes.
sure that everybody got up.
Yes.
And everyone that got up and spoke too close to the microphone, which let's face it is everybody, got the microphone on their face and then... later on, it was a, like the police still don't know who did it, but everybody went home and died in their beds when they should have been asleep, and nobody knows how it happened. And here on this show, I'm admitting to the death of those 43 comedians and two punters that were in the room that night.
So what you're saying is I need to like bleep out that entire 5 minute section?
Yes.
It's an interesting scoop.
It is the 13th show.
It is. Right. Thanks for reminding me. It's the 13th show. Number 13 is scary.
It is.
And what's scarier than having to edit out an entire section of a comedian admitting that they murdered a bunch of people? That's scary to me. I don't want to be scared.
Okay.
I don't want to be the one that's scared.
Okay.
Can you... Okay, let's tear this down and start again.
Right.
From the very beginning, maybe not... Maybe you're not trying to get revenge.
Okay.
Maybe you're more just trying to write a film about stand-up, so you need to go in, get some first-hand experience, so you have stuff to, you know, write from, experiences to, you know.
Right, okay, so I'm writing, like, the Joker?
Okay, we don't bring up Joker. He scares the bejesus out of me.
To be fair, I haven't seen it and don't want to because we'd leave that world.
I don't want to see a film that might make me go to a movie theater and shoot it up.
I'm sorry, I broke. okay, so I need to go back and write a movie. So I was thinking about writing a rom-com where two comedians fell in love with each other, but I realised that nobody would believe that that would happen.
Hey, rom-com fantasy.
Rom-com fantasy. No, that's terrifying. Nobody wants to sleep with a comic, including me. That's why I don't sleep.
Yeah, you're constantly awake all the time.
Don't sleep with a comic. What's a more realistic thing? I know, a more realistic thing than two comedians managing to have a healthy relationship is two comedians that got dragged into the Lord of the Rings world.
Wow, that is very realistic.
That's much more realistic than two comedians having a successful relationship with each other. So the two comedians were at a gig one night and this really weird little skinny dude after the show put a ring in a bucket, in the bucket. So they had like two $5 notes, a handful of 50 cent pieces, and just this weird like brass ring. It wasn't even gold. And they both picked it up at the same time, thinking maybe they'd actually be able to eat the next day from the money that was in the bucket. And it transported them to this amazing world that oddly enough looked just like New Zealand. And it was just this beautiful world with like nice people and an amazing prime minister, and like,
well, the prime minister of New Zealand,
yeah,
is Taika Waititi.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
yep. I mean, and Taika's amazing.
Yeah,
and you know they've got social awareness over there, and they treat their indigenous population like, I don't know, people, and they couldn't believe this world they were living in, with this amazing movie set type place happening all around them, and like people dressed up as Hitler bouncing around, but it was fun Hitler. It wasn't weird, crazy, genocidal Hitler. It was, you know, fun dude. And then there was like Chris, I can't remember his name, whoever plays Thor, bouncing around, having fun, and they're living in this weird fantasy land, and all they wanted to do was get out of this amazing, beautiful, heaven-like place and get back to Melbourne, where comedy is the real thing and taken seriously, and nobody could ever find anything more important than the Melbourne comedy scene. All they wanted to do was get back in those Facebook groups and just really immerse themselves in in what they thought was the real world of the Melbourne comedy scene, but they were stuck in this oasis where nothing bad ever happened, so they had nothing to write about. And all they wanted to do was go home and do another gig for the third time that night across three different suburbs of Melbourne because it was Wednesday.
Wow. I'm thinking AFI right now.
It sounds like a good movie, right?
Yep.
Yep.
You might get a Loki too.
Well, I mean, I just...
It's not a TV show, but it's so good we're going to have to give you the Loogie.
The Loogie? I'd love a Loogie. That'd be great. I'm not sure that I just said that out loud.
Yeah, you said you want a Loogie. I heard you. I heard you. We can play it back.
Terrifying.
You want a Loogie? That's fine. It's okay. All right.
Yep.
Where to from here? I gotta be honest with you. I completely forgot what you just said.
Okay.
So now I'm just gonna ask. You sure it's not NWA?
I'm pretty sure it's not NWA.
Okay, it's CWA?
CWA, you know the one with the cakes.
Right, okay.
Yep.
Because sometimes a C can look like an N.
No, it's CWA, but what we do is we sneak cakes in to venues instead of sneaking, like, drugs into venues. So it's very similar. We do have... a secret network amongst all of the CWA where we spend all of our time trying to undermine our nemesis from the other coast. What was the other version? NWA was West Coast, East Coast?
They were West Coast. They were from Compton.
Right.
They were straight out of there. They were very famously straight out of there.
They were very famously straight out of there. I'm so white. Who was the other guys? Didn't they have like a war with the East Coast guys? Was that a real thing, or am I just imagining things?
Well, West Coast and East Coast, yeah, they butted heads.
Okay.
Don't know how involved NWA were in, though, but famously, Tupac and Biggie Smalls butted heads.
Did they?
Yeah.
Before Tupac, or after they died?
Well, it would have been before. You know, Tupac was West Coast, Biggie was East Coast.
Ah.
And then they just couldn't get along.
Right.
Biggie died. Next year, P. Diddy just releases an entire album of I Can't Believe Biggie Smalls is Dead.
It was a good song, that one. I did enjoy that at the time. Was that a whole album?
A whole album of songs about how Biggie dead.
Wow. That's impressive. I quite like it. I wonder if when the other member of CWA... who really does hate me and wants to see me dead. I wonder if when they kill me, there'll be a whole album of jokes put out all about me and how sad my death was. Oh, that's a bit too close to home. Maybe that'll happen.
Possibly.
Yeah. Just an album of fight songs with another girl group of comedians. Maybe we should start a battle with another girl group. Is there another girl group of comedians? Let's fight against Magda and the Kath and Kim crew.
Yeah, Magda and Kim Kardashian. You hate the Kardashians.
I do hate the Kardashians. I do love Magda. Don't know how that'll work. So, but yeah, we'll fight against the Kath and Kim crowd and Magda. Oh, that feels like a fight we're going to lose. Is there someone less popular? Not really.
No,
that won't work. Let's fight against an old group like that don't perform anymore. What were they called? The Itchies? Miss Itchy?
The Itchy and Scratchy Sisters.
I think they were called Miss Itchy. Yeah, let's fight against them. They don't perform anymore, so we'll win just on current performing alone. Although they were legendary and everybody misses them, I'm not sure that that'll work either. with all of the famous female comedian groups that we've had here in Australia. Oh, wait, no, there's not that many. The Late Show Girls? Should we fight against them? Big Girls Blouse. Oh, see, it's all the
same
girls.
It's the same. It's the same. All the same girls. It's the same.
Mm. Australian comedy is so good at letting new people in.
Hey. The guy who pumps my fuel?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lawyer who wrote for Fast Forward 30 years ago.
Great.
He goes up to me and says, they got a new sketch pilot. They want me on there.
Amazing.
Yeah, they don't want me on there. They want the guy on there. And they only want them on there because he's just good at pumping fuel. And that's how you get a job in the Australian comedy industry. You learn how to pump fuel.
That's where I've gone wrong. I've let other people put fuel in for me. I've been the girl.
No. You got to go in. You got to pump other people's fuel.
Ah, that's where I've gone wrong. I was the pumpee, not the pumper. I still... The pumpee, not the pumper. This is just going somewhere weird. But that's fine.
It is fine.
Yep.
And let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee,
mm-hmm.
If you die
mm-hmm.
in those bad wars between all the different comedy girl groups. it's right here.
Right.
It goes out to...
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like now I can finally rest. I feel like maybe now I'm someone who's appreciated in comedy now that P. Diddy is doing a song for me.
And it was just a song that he did for Biggie Smalls.
Oh, that wasn't for me.
But you can ignore it.
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's pretend it's all about me.
Yeah.
I like that.
Open up the gates for me, reminisce sometimes. Kaylee, CWA, all that stuff. It's all that stuff. Reminisce sometimes, the night that took. Kaylee, Christian, half your breath, half your breath. Double, 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 double. That song Sting did. We're to sample that song for this one that's about missing a dead friend.
Yeah, that's a bit of a worry.
But hey, that's creativity. You take a song about a guy that's kind of stalkerish.
Mm-hmm.
You make it about missing your friend.
It's great.
It's yeah. The hip-hop dream.
Creativity at its peak.
So, Kaylee Christian.
Ross Purdy.
Have you ever thought of changing your name to Kaylee Atheist?
You know, I would, and I honestly have thought about changing my name, but I've got two reasons to keep it that way. I do like the double C. I feel like that works really well. And also, it really annoys my ex-husband that I kept his name, and that's just the best reason ever to keep it.
Hmm. Annoying people is a good reason.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And his wife doesn't like it either. It's fun.
What if I got him to change his last name to Atheist, and then to get one up on him, you changed your last name to Atheist, and then you're still annoying him.
Yep.
But now your last name is Atheist.
Well, that's much more realistic. I think that's a great idea. I think you should go and do that.
Okay, I will.
Yep.
And when you're Kaylee Atheist, you got to redo your whole stand-up bit.
Okay.
Forget all that other stuff at the beginning about how you got started. Okay, that was Kaylee Christian.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work out.
No. It's fair.
We need to set the underneath of the seat of episode 13 on fire. Get it going.
Okay.
We need a Kaylee Atheist.
Kaylee Atheist. All right.
Okay. All right, let's bring her out. She's great. She's hilarious. Kaylee Atheist.
Hooray. Are we bringing me out for my first set as Kaylee Atheist? Is that what's happening?
You're on now.
I'm on now. Oh, shit. Maybe I should go and get a job pumping petrol. You guys are so nice. Thanks so much. I really like it. My name's Kaylee Atheist, and I'm just here to pump your petrol and clean your windows. That's all I'm here to do.
Okay, well, they were only laughing because they thought you were doing some weird Andy Kaufman bit.
Ah.
You got to be more confident. Your name is Kaylee Atheist. You got to go out there against God.
Against God?
Just Kaylee Atheist.
Okay.
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 And God's a man, and probably part of the patriarchy. Use that.
Use that anger.
Yes, use that.
All right. All right. Okay.
Okay. Let's welcome her up to the stage. It's the debut of Kaylee Atheist.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Hi, my name's Kaylee Atheist. Yes, that's right, I don't believe in this God, dude. Look, I know he's sitting over there. Oh, that's so nice. Look, I know the God's sitting over there in the corner. We can all see him with his white dress on and his big white beard, sitting there like he's all that. But what's he done for me, really? What exactly? Women? Exactly. He's done nothing for us, this God, dude. I mean, what? He gave us the power to birth babies. Hooray. I don't believe in that shit. Don't believe in him, even though he's sitting over there in the corner. Yeah, you over there, the dude with the beard.
Well, why are you calling me out for?
Oh, because you think you're all that and a bit more. You think you're God.
I'm not God, I'm Santa Claus.
Yeah, well, I don't believe in you either. I'm an atheist, I don't believe in any of it. See, atheist. Atheist by name, not just by nature. Or something. Oh, you guys. Oh, that's so good.
Keep going. Oh, you keep got going. Him in the palm of your hand.
Oh, God. This God dude.
You said, oh, God.
Oh, I said, oh, God again. This God dude, I don't know, gives us the power to what? Have a baby? That's who gives a shit about having a baby. We also ended up with this stupid period thing. Have you ever tried bleeding once a month? So, yeah, I'm a female comedian. I can do a period joke. This stupid guy sitting up there telling all the other guys that they have all the power. Have you seen the guys that he's put in power? I don't believe it's real. I don't believe any of this is real. I'm an atheist.
Yep. Oh, you're losing them.
I'm losing them. I'm an atheist. I feel like we're all secretly... In underground bunkers, hiding from the world, covered in tubes like the Matrix. That's it. I believe in the red pill. I think we should all listen to the red pill and watch the red pill, because that's the kind of world that we should live in. That's right. I'm no longer a feminist. I'm all about the patriarchy being in charge. Everybody should watch the red pill, because that's how the world really should be with the white guy's in charge.
Okay, you're being played off. This red pill nonsense, it was just, you know, you had him and then you went on this weird...
But I see so many guys do that on stage, Ross, and apparently it's the thing to do now.
You know better than that.
Yeah, I do.
Your Wikipedia page is being edited right now.
Okay.
And it's saying, Kaylee Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Made up some story.
Mm-hmm.
About her comedy starting out of a spat of revenge.
Mm-hmm.
But turns out, all along, she was Kaylee Atheist. Renegade comedian who's against God. As well as, weirdly, feminism and the... And she's for the patriarchy, and which kind of goes against the first half of her set as Kaylee Atheist.
I just couldn't keep it inside any longer.
Yeah, I guess that happens. Guess that happens.
It's true. I'm secretly an incel. So I don't think that's a secret. It's not a secret. Incel is involuntarily celibate. And that just means female comedian who's not in a relationship.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all those people on the 4chan, they're just female comedians?
Oh, no, they're just batshit crazy.
So they're just all comedians?
They think they are.
So they're just all comedians?
Yes, they're just
all okay.
Comedians. All the 4chaners are comedians.
Well, all the world's a stage.
I was going to say the other part of that quote and I've forgotten it. All the world's a stage.
But hey, let's party, party, party. You got anything to plug?
I do. I have got, so this, the 13th of January is today. On the 29th of January at Kodiak Club, we have a Comedy Women's Association monthly meeting, which is code for a live show. It's going to be an amazing lineup. We've had some fabulous people come to be on the show. And of course, there will be snacks. We always have snacks. We are doing CWA at Melbourne Comedy Festival Easter weekend. It's CWA Absolutely Cooked. That's going to be a killer lineup as well. We're going to grab some of the people who are in town for festival. And I'm doing a comedy festival show with a wonderful fellow CWA called Katrina Fleming. Our show is called Queen Ages, and it's about being a woman who rocks their ages. Can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Whoa, hold on there a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Queen.
Ages. Yep.
Is that meant to be a play off anything?
No, it's just a random word that we thought would sound good.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Queen Ages, coming soon to Comedy Festival. Be available on the website by next week. Tickets available on comedyfestival.com.au.
Get some ticks.
Also, actually, something I always try and plug, if you do have some bucks when you are buying your Comedy Festival tickets, there should be the ability for you to donate to the Light the Way Home program. Light the Way Home is a little bit of a serious moment, sorry. It is a program that is a basically a group-funded Uber program to assist with female, trans, non-binary and vulnerable people to get home after gigs. So we've got a ton of different comedians out there. It's not always easy to get home after gigs, and we want to get everyone home safely and keep them coming out to gigs. So Comedy Festival have set up a program called the Light the Way Home program, and you can donate on their website. Just search the website for Light the Way.
Get on to that. It's a great cause.
Wonderful. That's it. That's all my plugs. Have you got plugs, Ross? What have you got coming up?
Oh, man, I got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, I hope it's okay. You're getting that thing fixed over you, on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting that giant, giant tumor removed from my back.
Excellent. Yeah. Good. Because it's been moving and I'm a little concerned.
Yeah. It looks like the baby from Eraserhead.
Yeah.
Almost sounds like the baby from Eraserhead.
Oh, you can hear it.
Yeah.
Does it talk to you in your sleep? Or...
Yeah. I sometimes look at it and go, oh, you are sick.
It's in the middle of your back. How do you look at it?
Yeah, I kind of just have to look over.
Okay.
And then I start singing a song called "In Heaven, Everything is Great."
Great.
You got any final thoughts?
I feel like all of my thoughts have accidentally come out today. I've been outed as an anti-feminist. I've been outed as a secret mass murderer. I've been outed as someone who weirdly hates Cameron Diaz. I feel like I don't have any more thoughts to give for you tonight, Ross, today, this afternoon, whatever time it is that you're listening to this.
I don't know. You could be listening to it anytime.
Anytime. But if That's you are listening to it soon, thanks. Thanks for listening. It's the 13th. It's whatever date the 13th is.
The 13th of January. It's the 13th episode.
Yep.
I don't know how I feel about this, how it went.
Okay.
I think it might have been the best episode ever.
Ah.
The best episode ever. We freaking avoided it. That black cat that was hounding this episode.
There's literally a black cat out the front tonight.
He's circling around across the studio. The road. That cat was trying to make sure I didn't get into the studio.
Yep. See? It's the 13th. It's out to get us. We're all going to die. Should I backtrack that one?
Yeah, you should backtrack. That's too dark.
Yep, it's too dark. It's the 13th. It's wonderful and there'll be cake.
No, backtrack, backtrack.
Backtrack that one. It's wonderful and there'll be gluten-free vegan raw cake.
Okay, you're being played off right now.
Ross Purdy, that's Dice Dominic!